I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. There's probably not going to be a white Christmas this year in Scottsdale, Arizona. The last time the National Weather Service recorded a full inch of snow at neighboring Phoenix's Sky Harbor Airport was 1937. Some homeowners there compensate for the lack of snow with elaborate light displays, but at times, this gets a little out of hand. From member station KJZZ in also neighboring Tempe, Arizona, Renee Gattel reports.
As Christmas decorations go, 29-year-old Chris Burkett's setup is more elaborate than most. There's not a square foot of his Scottsdale lawn that's not covered in lights. More than 150,000 bulbs in all, as well as moving wired reindeer, toy soldiers, and a spinning mannequin dressed in white. All part of a digitally computerized light and music show, culminating with synthetic snow falling on spectators. Dan Topolsky lives just down the street and says visiting the Burkett House has been a Christmas tradition for his family for years.
Since we don't get snow here, it's pretty cool just to change the lights, the music, it's all amazing.
But for Burkett's next-door neighbors, Alicia and Barry Majorson, the display is an enormous nuisance. They have three small children and say the music keeps the kids up at night. In October, they even went so far as to file a police report complaining about Burkett's Halloween show. The Majorsons wouldn't speak on tape, but in the police report, Alicia says she finds the displays offensive. And, in her words, there's no relief from the in-your-face music that she can hear from every room in her house. Chris Burkett says he's tried to accommodate them.
They just apparently don't like holidays.
But the Majorsons are showing their own version of holiday spirit, though it's a light display perhaps best described as modest. In Alicia's complaint to the police, she says Burkett is forcing his views of the holidays on the rest of the neighborhood. Burkett says he's trying to spread the Christmas cheer.
Santa Claus is an amazing guy, and Jesus is an amazing guy, and put together, basically that's what I'm standing up for, is significant icons of the holidays, and I'm willing to fight for that. It's well worth going to jail for.
Scottsdale prosecutors have taken the Majorsons' complaints seriously. Earlier this month, Burkett was charged with a disorderly conduct misdemeanor. He's accused of creating unreasonable noise, a crime police say is punishable by a fine and possibly some jail time. Meanwhile, the lights stay up at 8208 East Montebello, and word about the dispute has brought even more visitors, like Lynn Walsa.
I see a lot of older people standing here, and it kind of brings like a childhood back to them. And you see the babies down here, and they're just in awe of everything, you know, and maybe get into the holiday spirit a little bit, you know.
When Burkett was charged by the police, he first said he planned to double the size of his display, a production that's already cost him $90,000. Now he's changed his tune and claims he'll scale back next year and lower the volume. His arraignment is set for January 20th. For Day to Day, I'm Renee Gattel in Phoenix.
Pictures of Chris Burkett's amazing holiday lights on display at npr.org.